Genesis chapter 1 and verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 16. And Jesus, having been baptized, went up straight away from the water. And lo, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I have found my delight." And the last verse, I think, is Luke 10. Yes, Luke chapter 10, the last two verses, verse 41. But Jesus, answering, said to her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But there is need of one, and Mary has chosen the good part, the which shall not be taken from her." I felt encouraged by our brother word to refer to a thought that has been on my heart lately, and that is the divine evaluation of what is good. As our brother said, I also feel very much in agreement. We are very often affected and saddened by what surrounds us, which is so opposite to what is good, according to God. So I thought that we need encouragement, particularly our young ones, to refer to what is good. And I started with Genesis because I thought recently how the goodness of God has come out in creation. And it is still available to us, despite all that we do to nature, crossing the mountains in our journey, the beautiful scenery, the different colors. It's an evidence of God's creation. Mm-hmm. And God gave an evaluation of it. He said, it says here, that it was very good. I know it's a physical creation, but it's an act of God. And that is what has been is being doubted, as our brother referred to. It's an act of God that still holds, and God in his mercy is keeping creation functioning for us, so that we may carry on until the time of the return of our Lord. But it is very good in his sight, and I think particularly our young ones need to appreciate that this act of creation is very good in the evaluation of God. The next step, of course, is seen in the Lord Jesus. You will notice that in that passage I read, it doesn't say that the Lord was good. There is no evaluation for the Lord because he is perfect. He's a holy person. He's the only one that could perform all that God had in mind and in his plan of grace towards us. But the Spirit, the heavens opened, the Spirit came upon him, and the voice came. A full confirmation. The heavens opened is a rare event, but it shows the perfect communion the Lord had with his Father and with God. And the Spirit coming upon him was a beautiful touch of what would have been really there in the full, in the fullness of what the Lord was going to accomplish. And then the voice gave the full, perfect evaluation of God. "This is my beloved Son." And then he says, "In whom I have found my delight." God had found that the creation was very good, but he couldn't find delight in creature. Creature soon fell Our brother just read about the starting point of that. And it's amazing how things have gone on, and they are still there in the same way now, even worse, actually, now. But in the Lord Jesus, God had his delight. An evaluation that is shown in a perfect way, the vessel, the holy vessel, that would really could interpret everything that was in God's mind. And now I turn to my last passage. What are we going to do ourselves? We are not perfect. We are not, well, I am not in a great evaluation of God because of my nature, because of my weaknesses. But there is something that can be evaluated in the believer, and that is the care for to listen to God's word and to read it and to accept it and make it our own. And this is something that is evaluated by our Lord. Think of what the Lord says. There is need of one thing, just one. So sometimes I think I perhaps ought to do more, and certainly that is the case for the Lord, I mean. But the Lord says there is need of one thing. If we start with that, we are on the good way. And the Lord says Mary has chosen the good part. He calls it the good part. So what did Mary do? She just sat and listened to the Lord's words. We have the words of the Lord written in our Bibles, and it is a great mercy that despite all the attacks that have been made, the Bible is still available to us. And the power of it is still available to us through the Holy Spirit. I mean, we read physically the words written on here, but the power in reading this comes from the Holy Spirit. And that comes into our hearts, and that is our good part that the Lord evaluates. So I think that what our brother was just encouraging us about is really in the truth. The truth is contained in the Word of God, in the Lord Jesus himself. And what encouragement to us all, dear brethren, dear young ones, that which shall not be taken from her. So if we have a good part with our Lord, it won't be taken from us. The enemy can attack and can succeed. He succeeds sometimes in making us fail, but the Lord is more powerful. And what is our good part can be taken because it's conquered by the Lord, not by us, by the Lord, and given to us freely. And the Holy Spirit, the same that descended on the Lord Jesus, is available to us in a precious service in these days. And so we can really be held in the truth, as our brother was referring to, and we can be held in the good evaluation of our Lord. We are not seeking for praise or anything. We just think of what is good to the Lord's eyes, because that will recompense recompense our faith in our Lord Jesus, in to ourselves, in our own spirits. May we really be encouraged, because there is what is bad, as we have referred to, but there is what is good, and even good to God's eyes and to the Lord's eyes. May it be so for us, for his name's sake.
Amen.